Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back for New Orleans.
Little ZZ Top bringing this back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. His book is called The Age Curve. I encourage you to find it and buy it and own it and study it, because it will help you in your business. I promise you, your small business is being affected by what he calls the coming demographic storm. But Ken, it's not coming anymore. It's here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're in the middle of it.
We're in the middle of it. We're not quite in the eye, but we're close. And we're talking about the baby boomer brain drain. I asked Ken to morph that in the last segment into what I call the baby boomer behavior drain. And I do think we're going to, I don't know what it's going to look like, Ken, but I do believe over the next 10 years, things will change in the marketplace because of the behavior drain. Some will be better, some will be worse, some will be different, but I do think it'll be notable and remarkable. What do you think?
Well, the question is, are we going to see a moral exodus when the baby boomers leave the workplace? And that's that. Right now, that's the question. Mm-hmm. What I believe is going to happen is it's going to be replaced by a transparency. Mm-hmm. That a lot of things that can go wrong or be done in a nefarious way inside of a business can be done because they can be hidden. But there, if you're a big manufacturer and you deal with a lot of small subs and you're abusing them, that will no longer be a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be held accountable for that, at least in public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, that's all it takes. So I think that the transparency issue, when I talk about transparency to big companies, and I talk to I talk to major auto manufacturers, it's amazing to me to see how they bleach white when they realize that mm-hmm. everything that they're doing is going to be under scrutiny, everything. Mm-hmm. And there's nowhere to hide, bad things.
This is what I'm talking about, Ken, when in my work, my age of the customer work that I'm working on, this is what I mean when I tell people that relevance is trumping competitiveness. Everybody has to be competitive. If you just want to be invited to the party at all, you've got to be competitive, all the classic competitive elements. But in order to get the business, to get to be the final one chosen from the last two, you've got to be relevant to people, which includes transparency, includes values, it includes sort of scratching the itch of that particular customer. And that's trumping the classic competitiveness regime. What do you think?
Absolutely. What's going to happen is the relationships between businesses is going to be much more holistic. And it's going mm-hmm. to be more holistic because of total transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses are going to align with other businesses based on real relationships, and it's like, if it's good for you, it's good for me. If we could develop that, forgive the word, a hated synergy,
right?
In the relationship, we're going to be much better off. But that's only part of what's going to happen. I mean, there are other changes coming down the pike.
Like what?
Well, for instance, as baby boomers retire, you're literally going to have close to 10% of our workforce, 10%, if you can imagine the size of that. We have roughly 140, 150 million people in the workforce, is going to up and leave. That's going to open up a huge number of jobs. We're going to mm-hmm. attempt to replace their management abilities with a generation X, which is are currently 28 to 47 years old, but mm-hmm. it's just too small. It doesn't have the critical mass to supply the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going to have to go outside of, it's going to be a lot of pirating of leadership. There's going to be a lot of predatory, the days
a lot of poaching, huh?
Oh man, I hate to think. I used to hate that when I had my business.
Right.
People were constantly poaching my creative people.
Yeah.
But the real unknown here is, as Generation Y floods the workplace, what are they bringing with them? And yes, they are bringing transparency, but they're also bringing in a strange kind of a way of interacting with other people. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll actually text across the meeting table.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange
things. That's the part. Those are some of the things I'm talking about when I say things are going to be different. You may like, you're going to like some of it, you're going to not like some of it, and some of it will be better and worse, but it is going to be different, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I tell, you know, I speak to financial communities all the time. I'm going to be mm-hmm. speaking to one tomorrow in Oklahoma. And I say, guys, are you prepared to have tellers that have that are covered in tattoos with pierced ears? I mean, we have a policy against that. And I said, well, that's great. I mean, in, during the 60s, people had policies against long hair.
Right. How does that work out for them, right?
Hey, Ken, yeah, right.
Thanks for joining us. This is always, it's always, always great. We always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here. Good job. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget his book, The Age Curve. I think you'll like it. I know you'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.